Good morning. We welcome you in to Radio Roxborough. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. We've got two guests in the studio with us. LeBron Street is here. And we want to welcome, for the first time on playing in person, Miss Kristen Herndon. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here with us this morning. And what exactly is your title, Miss Kristen?
I am the Assistant Director of Person County Recreation Arts and Parks.
Well, welcome, and I understand you've been on that job about 9 months. Is that right?
That's correct. It's been 9 months, nine crazy months. It feels like there's always something going on here in Person County, and it's been fun.
And you know the old saying, it's better in person.
Oh, of course, it's better in person.
Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you deal with and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department.
Definitely, yeah. So we just opened up a bunch of new playgrounds. And with this weather, I hope everyone's been able to get out and enjoy them. Just this past week, we had the grand opening of the Bushy Fork Playground. And it is a gorgeous playground. And the colors really just pop. And then Allensville got a brand new playground as well. There's two new swing sets out at Longhurst Park. And then we also are about to do a brand new grand opening for the Sportsplex Playground. And that'll take place on March 24th at 5:30.
Wow, so a lot of new things happening. And you are right, they're saying over the next few days, we could get up in the lower 80s on Thursday. It's going to be a little bit breezy. The days are getting a little bit longer, so it would be an excellent opportunity to get out and check out these new additions at the playgrounds. You know, the Person County Parks and Rec Department, they are always working hard to keep things going on. People say, it's nothing to do. Hey, it's always plenty to do. It just may not be anything that you want to do. But anywhere within a 10 to 15 minute drive from Roxborough and Person County, anywhere in the area, you can be at one of the many parks that is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. Kristen, also, you mentioned something about athletic camps. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. We have just posted lots of information about registration dates and what sort of camps that you can register your children for coming up this summer 2023. And all that information can be found on our social media or on our website. But just to give you guys a little heads up, you know, we've got youth soccer camp, youth basketball camp. There'll be a youth football camp this year, volleyball camp. So whatever your children desire in athletics, we've got it going on in addition to just our regular summer camp that happens, our full day summer camps. So be on the lookout for those. The registration dates, they're mostly late spring, early summer. So just keep your calendars open.
Sounds like a lot of interesting things. It's 7:52 a.m. If you just heard a voice that you didn't recognize on Playing in Person, that is the assistant director of the Person County Parks and Rec Department, Kristen Herndon. And Kristen, welcome again to Roxborough and Person County. She's been on the job about 9 months. Today is the first day that she's been on the program playing in person. You mentioned that it is some part-time job opportunities with the Parks and Rec Department, correct?
Oh, yes, definitely. We always have part-time positions available, especially in our athletics, whether we're looking for a scorekeeper or a score clock person. Those jobs are listed on the Person County website, and we would love to have you. And, you know, there's also a variety of other jobs that part-time person could do and get experience in throughout the year, since sports are always changing. And, Just someone who's able to, you know, adapt to some different situations within athletics.
And you mentioned the website, that is PersonCountyNC.gov, correct?
That's correct.
Now, as far as social media, you all are on Facebook. Do y'all do Twitter and any other
social media platforms? Yeah, we've got Twitter and Instagram, and I want to say they're all just Person County Recreation.
Okay.
And you'll be able to keep up with all the latest events and happenings in Person County.
And if someone needs more information, they can call the main Parks and Rec office at 336-597-1755. And the main office is located right there at the Huck Sansbury Complex, correct?
That's correct. That's where the administration offices are.
And if they want to talk to you personally, what is your extension?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. my extension, I think my direct number is 330-2331.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I know when you call up there, you get an automated system and you can kind of go through and choose who you want to talk to. Hey, it's time for news from the North Carolina News Network. We'll be talking with Kristen and LeBron more on Playing in Person. It's 5 minutes before 8. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department. LeBron Street is with us right now, and if you ever go down to Mayo Park, you will most likely see LeBron down there. Now, LeBron, you've got a fishing tournament coming up in the very near future at Mayo Park, correct?
That is correct, Rob. Our fishing tournaments are every second Saturday, February through June. We had a great turnout this past January. We had 25 boats for February tournament, which is great. And we're anticipating the same thing for this month, March coming up. But we are accepting pre-registration now. So just give us a call to get signed up. I already have some guys signed up. March and April is your two prime months to come out there and catch your bass. They are starting to come on up. I've been hearing a lot of good reports out there. Last week, the water temperature was right at 46 when we was out there. So the temperature is starting to warm on up, and the fish are starting to come on up. But needless to say, the next bass tournament is March the 11th. So come on out, get signed up for that. I always say if you can't make the fishing tournament you just want to see, come to the weigh-in at 3 o'clock. Last month, Rob, we had actually a nice turnout at the weigh-in, probably the biggest turnout I've ever seen just at a weigh-in. So people are starting to come just to the weigh-in. It starts at 3, and I promise you at 3:30 it's all said and done. So but needless to say, March the 11th is our next fishing tournament. Just give me a call at 597-7806.
And if you're thinking about camping at Mayo Park, you need to make your reservations ASAP. They have RV hookups. They have electric and water at the sites, and they have a dump station available. They also have cabins available for rent. The cabins do not have bathrooms, but they are close by the bathrooms and showers. But the cabins do have heat and air conditioning. And, LeBron, the cabins will sleep, what, up to 9 people? Is that right?
Yes, we have 5 different cabins, Rob. I have 3 that can sleep 6 people. It has 1 full-size bed and 2 sets of bunks. And then we also have cabins, Rob, that can sleep up to nine people, as he stated. It has 4 sets of bunk beds and 1 little single bed. But the thing is, the campground is starting to fill on up for the summertime. I can't preach enough. Get with your family, get with your friends, and start planning ahead for if you want to do some camping with us in the upcoming future. The cabins are pretty much open, but the campground is filling up. My holidays are already – I'm already full for my holidays. I do have a waiting list, but just generally camping, it behooves you to get with your family and start making plans to come out and camp with us.
Well, now, LeBron, if someone wants to camp in a tent, you do have – tent sites available, correct?
That is correct, Rob. We have tents and RV sites available. We have primitive tent sites available, too. So if you're the hardcore person that does not need any water electricity, just need a bathroom, I can provide that. And I do have it, you know, if you want to come out and just do some tent camping. A lot of people, Rob, they get introduced to camping because we do allow tents to be at the cabin. So people are bringing little kids out and, you know, get a cabin, and you can put a tent at the cabin. So, but needless to say, just give us a call. If nothing else, ride out there, and I can promise you won't be disappointed. Any questions, 597-7806.
The address is 1013 Neal Store Road. That is actually the physical address for the Education and Environment Building, and that is the office for Mayo Park. 336-597-7806. And if you want to go ahead and pre-register for any of the fishing tournaments, you can stop in person and do that. And if you're thinking about camping, again, book ASAP because they book up really fast. We'll take a break from playing in person. It's time for our local news report. And we appreciate you tuning in to Radio Roxborough. LeBron Street is here with us. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. Now, LeBron, what's going on with volleyball?
Well, Rob, as always, you know, there's always something going on in athletics throughout the parks and recreation system. However, we do have adult volleyball registration going on. You have until next Tuesday, the 28th, to sign up. So please go ahead and get signed up for that, for the adult volleyball. We had the kids volleyball signups that ended last week, but now it's adults, your turn. Please go ahead and get signed up before the 28th. Just simply call the main office at 597-1755, stop by, or go online. But the main thing is please get signed up between now and next Tuesday, the 28th, for the upcoming adult volleyball season.
Well, now, LeBron, it's going to be a free movie coming up at the Kirby.
Yes. It's always, like I just said, it's always something going on, Rob. We are showing the movie next Friday night, March 3rd. The movie Space Jam. It starts promptly at 6:30. As always, it's free. However, if you want to give a monetary donation, we do accept it. If you want to give $2, $5, 50 cents, whatever your heart desire, we will accept it. But just know you're giving back to a good cause, and it does stay right here in the county. We do have drinks, popcorn, and other snacks on sale. But the main thing is next Friday, March the 3rd, we are showing a free movie at the Kirby. The movie we'll be showing is Space Jam. Again, free.
Well, now, again, LeBron, you all will be accepting monetary donations, and snacks will be available. So it will be a wonderful Friday night in beautiful uptown Roxborough at the Kirby with that free movie. Now, LeBron, you said something about something new with group fitness.
Yeah, so, you know, we've been having group fitness all year, so a new session, they come in sessions or weeks. So we do have a new session of group fitness that's coming up. It will start next Monday. A lot of you may be telling yourself, well, I didn't want to come in halfway through, or it's at the tail end of it. Well, needless to say, we are starting a new one next Monday, the 27th of February. It goes February 27th through April, April the 15th, and it's only like twice a week. So if you're trying to exercise or, you know, get those bones moving, or just, you know, start living healthy, whatever the case may be, we do offer a nice group fitness class through the Parks and Recreation Department. The person that teaches it, he'll find out your fitness level. We don't try to push you, but it is a nice environment. But needless to say, February 27th is when it starts, and it goes through April. But just give us a call at 597-1755 to get signed up for more information. Stop by and see us, whatever the case may be, if you got any questions.
Also want to let you know, if you want to get out and take a nice nature walk, they have a nature trail at Mayo Park. Also, you can get out and walk at one of the many parks right here in Roxborough and Person County. And you may want to kind of set a goal to say, I tell you what I'm going to do during the month of March. I'm going to go to every park in Roxborough and Person County and walk the track. And that way you can find out which park you enjoy the best, and you can walk there anytime you like, never a charge or anything. If you're someone that enjoys tennis, they have tennis courts available up at Huck Sandsbury and also at Person High School. If you're someone that enjoys disc golf, they have a disc golf course at Mayo Park, Hyco Lake, and also at Piedmont Community College. So lots of opportunity for you to get out. If you have any company that comes to visit, if they want to get out, show them beautiful Roxborough in Person County. It has a tremendous of different things to offer. So just get out and enjoy. And remember the saying, it's better in person. LeBron and Christian, appreciate y'all coming out this morning, sharing some good information with our listeners. And again, the phone number to the Huck Sandsbury office, 336-599-1755. The number to Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. Y'all have a great day. You too, Robbie.